Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, Chapter 31. The Mystery of the Church. Pass over the age. Scriptures. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as a lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Matthew 24:14-28. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be ye followers of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:15-21. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord, Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flames hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Joel 1:14-20. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. There is naught but swearing, and breaking faith, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery. They break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, neither let any man reprove, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. And thou shalt stumble in the day, and the prophet also shall stumble with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I also will forget thy children. As they were multiplied, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people, and set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and will reward them their doings. And they shall eat, and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase. Because they have left off to take heed to the Lord, whoredom and wine, and new wine, take away the understanding. My people ask counsel at their stock, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredom have caused them to err. And they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and terebinths, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters commit whoredom, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your brides when they commit adultery, for they themselves go apart with whores, and they sacrifice with the harlots, and the people that doth not understand shall be overthrown. Hosea 4, verses 1 to 14, Revised Standard Version. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Thus judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. Hosea 10, verses 1 to 4. End scriptures. Two visions. You can write down these scriptures. Write down Jeremiah 25, verses 27 to 38. Jeremiah 25, verses 27 to 38. Jeremiah 51, verses 52 to 58. And Joel 3, verses 15 to 17. These all apply to this first vision. Being then taken high by the angel, and held tight to the side of the angel, I beheld the Lord in the atmosphere over the earth. He opened wide his mouth and roared from deep within his person out over the nations of the earth, even in this time we are presently in. The roar of his sound went forth in a mighty torrent, as a wind, as a great and a mighty heat. So great was the roar that I saw the heavens above the head of the Holy One move out of their place. The stars of the constellations fell, and the lights of the upper firmament were extinguished. The Lord did roar out of Zion, his voice as the winds and fires of judgments. Even in this very hour we are in now. I beheld this, and was very afraid that the fury of the Lord, who had come forth from his place to judge now the earth and the nations within it. And first vision, and the scripture references again, Jeremiah 25, verses 27 to 38, Jeremiah 51, verses 52 to 58, and Joel 3, verses 15 to 17. Second vision. I beheld the feet of a slave, fettered with large ankle irons and a chain between his feet. Then a huge hammer came down, a mighty, pounding hammer, even the force of a word, and it brake off the fetters of iron, and the iron and the chains together fell off of the feet of the slave. The slave then, weary, sore from wearing long years the irons of his captivity, stood slowly up, standing upon his feet, and walked forward into the full liberty of release from his captivity. I knew when I saw this that this is the portion that is coming to the faithful ones, whose lives have long been held in bondage to the daily testing of trials and tribulations, of hard labor and increased burdens. The iron is about to come off, dear overcomers, and we will be free. End second vision. End visions. Continuing on in the study called The Mystery of the Church, we find now a great move of the Spirit of the Lord beginning, even in the world of men, to bring to naught all that man has built since the time of the great dispersion. For the Lord did scatter the nations at Babel, and he did confuse their tongues between them. Now in our time, this Babel has been rebuilt. Its form may be different, but its purpose in making a name for man is still the same. It is the spirit of Antichrist which has come to lead men to and keep men in bondage. Again, it is the spirit of Antichrist which has come to lead men to and keep men in bondage. For those who are overcoming, there is a different sound being heard. For the Lord is within us. His Spirit abides in us continually, and he is emerging from the inside of us as one who would appear in greater and greater measures of himself. I now prophesy unto you, dear readers, that there is going to come to you a great increase in joy and rejoicing, because you will begin to see brighter and greater realms of Jesus coming forth from within you. Hear well what I am saying. Your joy is going to increase. Why? Because you are near at the end of your personal judgments. The Lord is near done judging his church. How can this be? How can his judgments be near completed? For we read in his word that judgment must begin at the house of God. I say unto you prophetically that this judgment is near done. You will have this confirmed to you by two things. First, the Lord is going to overshadow you completely with his hand. This overshadowing will cause you to feel the weight of his hand upon you, a continual pressure, but it will be there for the sole reason of safety. For the Lord has now risen to judge the nations and this creation which has fallen, to remove death from it. Again, For the Lord has risen now to judge the nations, and this creation which has fallen, and to remove death from it. Part of his purpose in judging the nations will be to use holy ones to judge and set free the inhabitants of this world. Nothing will escape this judgment. But for now, the true child of the king is overshadowed by his hand. He has placed them there to cover them from view, from the prying eyes of spiritual power that is not God's power, and from the thunderous sound of his voice as he pronounces the end of the world's bondage to death and destruction. He in wrath will remove this death. Those who are alive in the world will think that they are suffering great loss. They are, but it is only the loss of all that which cannot remain as a part of God's, of the holy kingdom of God. I will be covering this later in the section of study called The Mystery of the Kingdom of God. All that you see around you will be destroyed. The second thing that the overcomer will see is that from deep within their very soul, the emotional makeup of their own persons, the Lord Jesus Christ will emerge in waves and waves of revelation and brighter realms of his coming. The Lord progressively will come forth from within the life of the overcomer, and nothing will prevent now his appearing within the lives of his elect. You will see his comings forth. The harlot nature in you will not martyr this. His coming will be a sure thing, a bright thing, a thing which cannot be denied by you as you behold his coming in you. Prior to this, when you looked in the mirror, you saw that you were very much flesh, against the things of the Lord. But you have given him your entire life, all of it. I'll say that again. But you have given him your entire life, all of it, the good and the evil part of it. You gave it all to him. Again, the good and the evil part of it, you gave all to him. The whole sentence. But you have given him your entire life, all of it, the good and the evil part of it. You gave it all to him. For many long years, he emptied you out, set you aside, cut you off from many others. But now I say to you in prophecy, you will see him arise in your very soul. When you next look in the mirror, you will begin, almost in unbelief, to see the image of Jesus take over your facial features. He is coming forth from within the very depths of your soul. Your mind won't comprehend it, but your new understanding will. This coming will be progressive. It will change your appearance, and nothing in you or in the world will prevent or stop this from happening. Now please note, this is not the coming of the Lord that the world will see. This is the coming of the Lord that will give clemency and hope to the overcomer. The overcomer will know that they have passed from death into life by the appearing of Christ within them. Please know that this is the answer of hope, the down payment of the true. It will be a literal coming of Jesus in his body, raised physically from the tomb, which every eye shall see. He is coming as Lord, and as such, he will rebuke strong nations and those nations which are far off, ungodly and unholy nations, and will cause wars to cease and the bountiful Eden state of the world to begin the millennial reign of Christ over all this present cosmos in a physical sense. But as the Lord comes in the lives of the souls of the overcomers, the culmination of that will be the great transition, the great transition, the change, the putting off of the body of sin and iniquity, and the putting on of the glorified body. The end result of his coming forth from within you will be the first resurrection. Again, the end result of his coming forth from within you will be the first resurrection. Again, I prophesy this unto you, dear reader. This is now even beginning. Some will cross over and never taste death. Some will not need to purchase a coffin. When you look at your life, you think that this is nearly impossible. After all, you seem to still be hemmed in by your circumstances, caught up in the toil of life, still paying bills and raising a family or being part of a home. I say unto you that the pressures of your life here in this world of men is about to change. The pressures of the world will now change to the pressure of his hand upon you. Again, the pressure of the world will now change to the pressure of his hand upon you. If you thought you were a slave to the world, so you will know the liberty of being a slave to Christ. For a slave that Christ owns has no need of fetters. They are truly free. And this change is taking place, even now as you walk forward, dear reader, into the day that is dawning, even into the full manifestation of his presence within you. The cloudy gray areas of your carnality will be replaced with the glimpse of the King of Kings as he emerges in absolute holiness from within your very person. We have actually arrived at the time for this to take place and to happen. I say unto you again, the time of judgment is ending. The time of his appearing in the life of them that overcome has come, and the world will feel the pressure. So how does this relate to the church, or better yet, the church passing over into the next age? It relates in every way, for the church is the only vehicle of the Spirit that will pass over into the next age. Everything else that was built as a high tower of Babylon will perish in this age. Nothing that man has constructed, made politics on, or made religious effort on, nothing held as true when it comes to man's way of understanding things, will survive the transition into the millennial age. All that has been of man, built by man while man has been in the state of iniquity, will utterly be burnt in the fire. The day we are in will declare it. There is only one place of safety that will cross over from the age of this judgment unto the age of the millennium, and that is the Holy Church of the Living Christ. The Church, beautiful in glory, will cross over the threshold of this time in the same way that a bride would cross over the threshold to enter the bridal chamber, the place of the final union. Beloved, we are at that time. Prophecy. Thus says the Lord Jesus Christ unto his chosen elect, those who have borne the image of the earthly and now bear my own image. Unto you do I send now forth this word. Behold my coming from within you, even as the dry ground receives the rains from the heavens, and the parched earth drinks up the fountains of the deep, so will my coming be within you. Every question you have had will I answer as you see me, and as you know that my appearing in you has now come to the time. It is not that I did not see the things you did suffer. Yea, I did become one with you in that suffering. You learned to look up unto me when you suffered, and when you had your life overcome with grief. As you looked unto me, you were lighted. Your hearts were drawn to me. You saw me in your faith. And as your answer to the pressures, your lives were held fast in. Even as one's impaled upon crosses, so you came to me, unable to move of your own accord. But I, Jesus, do say unto you, my faithful ones, the time for your resurrection has come. I do now appear in you in holy myriads of my love and of my person within you. And as you behold me, you will rejoice, for you will see that as we shared in the fellowship of sufferings, so now we will share in the bright new life of being raised again, justified and made holy, even as you desire. My cross became your cross. My suffering became your suffering. But now my resurrection is becoming your resurrection. It is I. Be not afraid of the tempest around you, but stay hidden under my hand until my wrath and purpose is complete. For you will emerge as ones filled with my glory, and you, my precious ones, will end the death of this creation and will bring all things into the life and liberty of my person. Yea, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Lord. End prophecy. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.